I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. The Indian Ocean off the coast of East Africa has become a haunt of pirates. There were two pirate attacks there this week alone. One ended today after Somali troops stormed a ship that pirates had seized on Monday. In the second incident, pirates are still holding a Spanish fishing vessel that they took on Sunday. 2 weeks ago, pirates boarded a French ship off the Somali coast. The French Navy rescued the boat and caught some of the pirates. As the World's Jerry Hatton reports, the incidents highlight the danger to shipping on the high seas.
Heavily armed Somali fishermen stormed the Spanish ship Playa de Baquio Sunday. On board, the situation remains tense. We're okay, says a crew member contacted by a reporter, but stop calling. They're watching us very closely. The situation is critical, says another. Then one of the hijackers grabs the phone. He makes clear what they want.
Money, money.
This is the 49th attack on ocean-going vessels so far this year. That's a 20% increase over last year, according to the International Piracy Reporting Center. Spain has dispatched a naval frigate toward Somalia to pressure the pirates, but it's calling on NATO, the United States, and other European countries to come to her aid. Help could come from France, which heads an international flotilla already patrolling the Somali coast in search of terrorists. Last week, French special forces helped free a mostly French crew from pirates in the same waters, then pursued and arrested some of the hijackers. Fresh off this success, France is demanding that the international community unite against pirates.
Et nous allons demander que sous mandat de l'ONU, une force internationale à laquelle naturellement
French Prime Minister François Fillon said France will ask the United Nations to form a new international force dedicated to stopping high seas hijackers. It will help protect maritime transit off the Somali coast. We cannot accept a return to the old days, he said, when certain parts of the oceans were beyond the reach of international law. The French plan would also seek permission from nearby countries to allow the force to pursue pirates into their territorial waters, where the pirates often seek shelter. But that could prove difficult. Somalia, for example, hasn't had a functioning government for some 15 years. Meanwhile, vessels sailing along the Horn of Africa are advised to stay well out in international waters to reduce the risks of pirate attacks. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon.